Welcome to the EFL Pod Blog with Chris and Sue. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
Miss Taylor?
Yes, hello, Mrs. Smith.
Hi, please call me Greg.
Yes, hello, please call me Liz. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. So you're here for a visit. Can I get you anything?
Oh, actually, I'd love a coffee.
Okay. Claudine, can you get Liz, coffee? How do you take it?
Yes, I'll have it milk but no sugar, please.
Okay, milk and no sugar. Thank you.
Thanks for the coffee. I really needed that.
Okay, good. Are you ready for the tour?
Yes, I'd love to.
Right, just follow me. It's just opposite that.
Okay.
So...
My bags. Can I leave my bags?
Yeah, I'll tell you, we can leave them in reception. They'll be fine there.
Okay, thank you.
Just one second, I'll just give you two. There you go.
Thank you.
Then, so if you just follow me, we'll go through these doors. It's just across the car park.
Fine.
So, did you have a good trip?
Yes, very good. Actually, it's my first time down here.
Really?
Yeah, so, arrived pretty well in Toulouse and safe journey.
You flew, I guess.
I did. Yeah, it was very nice and the countryside's beautiful around here.
Yeah, we're right in the mountains here.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you'll just go straight ahead, we'll go into the R&D department.
Yes.
We're going to do the tour backwards, in fact.
Okay.
So we're going to start the tour in the R&D department, the research and development. Let me just open this door. After you.
Thank you.
So here we have the research and development department. This is where we do all the tests on all of the upholstery that we make for leading car manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any questions, don't hesitate.
Yes, thank you. So, the first thing, actually, very interesting office in here. Can you tell me, what are they working on here?
Okay, so these machines here, there are two types here. One is where they're working on the fabric with UV from the sun.
Yes.
So these samples of fabric stay in here for up to 3 months.
Okay.
And it simulates in fast time the use over several years of the upholstery in sunlight. This next one is a similar thing, but it's moonlight.
Okay.
What a lot of people don't realise is that moonlight gives off a lot of UV as well, which will fade.
I didn't actually know that, yes.
The next one is a salt water
test. Can you ask, what kind of colours are you working on?
We work generally on greys.
Okay.
But I mean, there's also some various other colours.
Yeah, okay.
But the next one is a salt water test. This
okay.
is, for example, people who live... For example, in California, who come out of the sea straight into the car.
Gosh, you think of everything.
Yeah.
I would have thought that's quite a marginal problem.
Not at all.
No,
not at all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. And the next one?
Well, the next one, this is actually, you're talking about marginal. This is, it looks like a machine of torture, but these little balls with studs in them actually simulate the use of spurs on cowboy boots. So these are for cars which are going to be sold in Texas, in America, etc. Sounds totally ridiculous, but a lot of people do actually wear them.
And how long do you actually test the fabrics for? Is it
to destruction.
To destruction, how long would that normally be? You said 3 months for the first one.
It really depends. There's different tests for each one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This one is an abrasive machine, so you have emery which rubs it back and forth.
Okay.
This really accelerates the idea of wear and tear in a car. They have to pass all these tests, by the way, before they put into production.
And everything is recorded, I imagine. You have a special system for
this one here, this is, in fact, it's linen, which is rubbing against the material, which is really like you're getting in your car.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll go from here. There's some other tests, but not... There's the flammable test, by the way, which is obviously destructive.
Do you need a special room for that?
No, we've got a special booth with extractor fans, etc. And what I suggest now is that we go into the weaving workshop.
I'll follow you.
Okay.
As you can see, it's very noisy.
So as you can hear, it's very noisy. So what we can do, you can ask questions from here, and we'll walk through afterwards to the packing and quality control unit.
Okay, right. Yes, it's really, really noisy down there.
Yeah, you'd have to wear these when we go through.
Okay.
There's some ear defenders.
Okay, fine.
And you need to wear these goggles as well.
Okay, fine. Yeah, so I can see it's very, very automated looking down at it here. How many staff do you have working there?
Well, there's 26 looms, and there are six staff. Okay. It runs 24 hours a day, and the staff all look after four machines each.
Okay. Yeah. And what kind of shifts do they work? It's very noisy down there.
It's a three-shift system.
Okay.
And they run the weekends as well.
Okay.
Right, so do you want to leave and go down?
One quick question. What about the materials you're using?
So it's all 100% synthetic, with saffron, terralin. But what I'll do, I'll show you the bobbins as we go through.
Okay.
Are you ready then?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, let's go. So these are the bobbins.
Oh, wow, they're huge.
Massive. There's about 12, 15 kilometres of textile, of yarn on these bobbins.
What about quality control? How is that?
Okay, well, you see this roll here.
Yeah.
At the end, it becomes a roll of textile ready to go to the end user, OEM. And here you can see there's a machine that looks at it for any defaults. And the final check is this is this woman who's looking at it.
Yeah.
Well, there's several people, so do 20 minutes on and 20 minutes off, because otherwise they get the eye fatigue and
it's very, very intense.
Yeah, and they actually stop the machine. You can see she's stopping the machine now, going back to look at the different faults on it.
Good.
Now let's move on to if you just follow me, we're going to logistics and the warehouse. So it's where the big rolls of textile are taken, stacked. I'll show you when we get in there, but they've all got barcodes. As you can see, it's a lot quieter in here.
Oh, yes.
So this is the final part. This is where everything leaves the factory and goes to the OEM, the end user.
Right, and just how do you get it's very, very high. How do you get the top rolls off there?
Okay, so it's all computer controlled. Even the forklifts are computer controlled. So they pick up the rolls, which have already got a barcode on it, and they put it into different sections according to the type of material and the end customer.
Okay.
Then, when the lorry comes in to be loaded, it automatically goes and picks each roll and fills up the consignment.
Fantastic.
Okay, so that's the end of the tour.
Well, thank
you. Do you have
any
other questions?
No? Well, I think you've covered most things, really.
Okay. Well, let's go back and get your bags, and then you can be off. I guess you're pretty busy. What time's your flight?
Oh, it's at 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay. Well, just follow me, and we'll get back, because I guess you're pretty lost.
Yes, I am. I am quite tight for time.
Okay. So you should have plenty of time to get your flight, but we won't hang about. So go and get your stuff, and you can be off. You sure you have no more questions?
I don't have any more questions, thank you. It was a very thorough visit, a quick visit, but very thorough.
Yeah.
Very good, and good to see.
Right, well, if you do have any more questions, you've got my email address, and, you know, do keep in touch.
Yes, I will do, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Liz.
Bye, Greg.
Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.